In a busy part of town with lots of commerce and traffic, just off Ellsworth Road, there's an industrial park, and behind the doors of one of several factory-type connected businesses is the Ann Arbor Tortilla Factory. It all begins with a bag of corn.
We start with the corn, and that's our pot. We cook the corn in there, and the next day we clean it, grind it, and that's what we get, balls of dough.
That's Guadalupe Cutglass, who came to the United States from El Salvador when she was a teenager to go to college. She walks me through the 8,000-square-foot factory, past bags of corn, which will be steeped in calcium hydroxide for about 15 hours, then ground into big balls of dough and put through a machine and made into tortillas.
This is Anna. She's cutting the tortillas into, triangles, and then Arnel fries them.
Arnel Sain, who lives near the Ann Arbor Tortilla Factory, has worked there for 3 months, frying the tortillas and seasoning the chips after they come out of the fryer.
I fry, make, season all of the chips, all of the tortillas, rather. Chili lime, regular, original, and garlic. It's a recipe to follow. It's a certain recipe mixture goes through before you put it into the container and you put all the seasoning on top of the tortillas.
Other than some salt and seasoning, the tortillas and chips are made from just one ingredient, corn.
It's pure corn. We don't use anything but corn. So there is a difference when you mix corn flour. And they are quite thin when you mix, corn flour, but I like the real thing, and it's good for you, for your bones.
And how do they taste? I'm trying a hot off the presses Ann Arbor tortilla chip. Like corn, and delicious. Up to 100 cases of tortilla chips are made each day at the Ann Arbor Tortilla Factory and sold at stores in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And sometimes they're given away, like to UPS driver Dan Reed, who was dropping off a package on a recent rainy morning.
Well, I love coming here. She likes to give me chips when I get here. And they're the best ones. That's what we always eat at home, and it's nice that this is one of my stops on my route.
The owner says she opened the factory in 2008 out of necessity.
Well, we had to go to Detroit to get tortillas, fresh tortillas. We decided to learn how to make them and started making them. We thought that we were going to sell a lot of tortillas, but since we didn't, we started cutting them and frying them. And that's how we ended up with, 98% of the business's chips.
And how would she describe their flavor?
Corny. Well, it's different because it's just corn. That's it.
Back in her office, Ketglass tells me she first started the business with several siblings, but bought them all out and now runs it on her own. She says it's not always easy being a woman business owner.
Sometimes I'm sitting here especially men, they come to sell something or to show me something or to show the owner. And they're like, can I talk to the owner? It's kind of funny. My son is 25 years old and they'd rather talk to him. And I know I have an accent, but I understand and, I can communicate. And I've talked to other women and they have the same experience.
She's purchased more equipment for the Pittsfield Township Tortilla Factory near Ann Arbor and hopes to double production soon. Right there in the Ann Arbor Tortilla Factory, hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.